Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Yesterday morning, we received this voice note from a listener.
Morning, Africa. When you have your interview, could you please pose a question? We've applied for the UIF TERS last year. We've been then asked to send in documents because we need to apply for an appeal. We've still not had an answer regarding our appeal. Our sector is shut. And all they're telling us is that there's no time limit on the appeal. It's a year later, and we still haven't received our TERS payments from October to January and January to March. It's ridiculous. It honestly is ridiculous.
Advocate Mzi Yawa is the acting commissioner at the UIF, joining me on the line now. Mzi, you have to agree with the listener. It is ridiculous, right, that he's been made to wait for this long?
Well, if it is true, I agree fully. It is ridiculous.
Do you know that of any cases that are still in the appeals process and are awaiting finalization?
Well, I should have said good morning, Africa, and to your listeners, and thanks very much for the opportunity to talk to us and clarify some of these issues. Indeed, there are still some appeals that are to be handled, but these appeals have been lodged with us, not in a manner that the voice note that you add talks to more than a year. These used to be in their 500s, and in fact, in their thousands, 3,782 plus some 276, which comes from the sector, have been processed to date. And the only balance we have is 171. Our plan is to have those finalized in the next 2 weeks, but surely before the end of December.
And what are some of the reasons, I suppose, for the delay in the payment? Missing information, incomplete documentation. What could be the reason for any delay in payment of TERS funding?
It's mostly that, because our only basis for paying is when we are sure, based on information supplied, that this deserves a payment. So in as far as the documentation supplied does not as yet make us certain that this qualifies for payment, we ask for more, and until that more is given, there shall be a delay, and we shall not pay if we're not convinced that, in fact, you shall notice that the very reason a person is appealing is that there was an answer in the prior application. It was rejected for reasons that shall have been communicated to those people, and they will have been told what to do to fix the situation, and that's what they are trying to do in the appeal. If even when they appeal, that which caused the rejection stands, the appeal will not go through.
What we'll do, Mzi, is obviously connect your office with the listener so that he can then furnish you with the details as to why he was rejected in the first place, whatever undertaking then he went through to obviously furnish you with whatever documentation or perhaps address the reasons why he was rejected, and then if you can then commit to engaging with him as to resolving the issue, even if it means at the end of the day it's still going to be a no.
No, that's quite fine, Africa, truly. You know, you'll notice that we have said to listeners and everybody else that we had close to 500,000 employees who were rejected in the initial applications. But we reached out to those employers. Even today, we're still reaching out to them because we're conscious that not a single person who deserves to be paid must miss being paid. And that number is down now to about half, and we're targeting to finish that. So we're really focused on attending to each and every claim, each and every complaint, each and every information given, so that we can have a firmness. If people deserve payment, we pay. If they don't, of course, we will not. So we shall surely do that. We'll be happy if you connect us with the listener and any other one.
We certainly will. And just to confirm, it's only, I suppose, appeals that you are dealing with at the moment. The TERS funding that was made available by the administration in response to COVID-19, that has come to a complete stop now.
It has not really come to a complete stop in the sense of what I've just said now, that those that were rejected for various reasons, we still have given, a leaf of life, that if indeed they believe that it should not have been rejected, Because in some cases, it's really where, for example, the ID supplied is wrong. If a person simply corrects the ID and the correct ID is given and it qualifies for payment, we're prepared to bend backwards because we know that we must alleviate the unfortunate that comes with these kinds of situations. Right. But the numbers are seriously, seriously down, and the inquiries we're getting there, as you correctly say, are far, far down than they used to be. So we're beginning to conclude that it's really a past issue now.
All right. Z, thank you very much. We'll catch up with both you and the listener in about a week's time just to find out what the resolution to that was. Advocate Mzi Yawa is the Acting Commissioner for the Unemployment Insurance Fund.